All right, guys, welcome back. This is Live from the Millie, episode 2. And we haven't recorded in a while, so...
It's been, what, 2 weeks? 3 weeks?
It's been maybe 3 weeks, yeah.
We've been, like, busy with shit.
Yeah.
I've been busy with, like... Every time we try to record, it's like, oh, wait, I got a coach.
You got work.
Like, I got work.
You gotta babysit your sister.
I don't have a sister.
You.
What?
You don't have a sister?
No, I'm... then who did I fuck? Like, what, you talking about Sunday?
Then who did I fuck? No, I was kidding.
This is how we're starting the show.
God damn. All right, hey. We'll edit that out.
We have your hosts, Bradley, Cameron. I guess Xavier's a host now. Want to say something, or are you just going to fucking play with your phone all day?
Don't worry about what I'm doing.
I'm worried about what you're doing. You're on the fucking show.
Worry about you. Don't worry
about
me.
Hurry up and Instagram that shit.
I like motherfuckers playing on my phone.
Don't worry about me. I'm chilling.
You chilling?
All right, so let's get started off with what we've done this week. So we all started school again.
Fuck.
Yeah, fucking sucks.
Sucks dick.
All right, so you can go first, Cameron. Go ahead.
About school?
Yeah.
Okay, first off, I made the mistake of choosing another fucking Vietnamese teacher.
I don't know why you do
racist
that again. Like,
shit anyway.
It's not racist.
It's not racist.
They don't pronounce things well. Like,
no, they don't. Bradley's...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Leave it at that.
I took a math class with a Viet teacher, and thank God it was a self-paced one, so she didn't talk as much.
Yeah.
So I made it through that okay, but whatever she did say, I could barely understand it.
Yeah, okay, but this professor is... She's my chem professor, and I'm fucking stuck in that class for 5 hours at a time.
Oh, you're talking about lab and chem, right?
Lab and chem.
Yeah, I got that same thing on Wednesday.
It
sucks,
was horrible, dude. Because, like, I have to listen to her talk for, like, fucking 5 hours.
Oh my god.
And her voice is like nails to a chalkboard. Like, it's just... Like, it hurts... It gives me a headache when I listen to her talk for, like, more than an hour.
I have a... I'm taking
that
bio.
That makes any sense.
I'm taking a bio class, and it's the same deal. Like, there's a lab and then there's class every Wednesday. It's, like, 5 hours. And my teacher is Indian.
Indian, I don't mind as much. I think it's easier to...
It's...
Understand what
it's easier to understand, but, like, at the same time, like... It's a really annoying accent to listen to.
Yeah.
It's because, like... Or it's
it
not,
is kind of annoying, yeah.
It's And he's not super
well,
good at...
He?
Yeah. So he's not super, like, good at speaking English either. So
oh
it makes it even harder to understand. What?
What the fuck is going on with this guy's
screen?
What is
up with your background?
It's a screensaver, dude. It just goes through all the pictures I had on, like, that I... Never mind.
Oh,
shit. Oh, my God.
Again? Are you kidding me?
Shout outs to Fry Daddy.
Okay, let's get back to this because they
that.
Can't see.
Yeah,
they,
this is radio. This is just death to radio. Right? I'm killing it.
They can't see these.
Amazing. These... So I have my laptop and my screensaver came on, and my screensaver is just a bunch of like.
Just a bunch of cocks.
Just a bunch. Just no. It's just a bunch of like random pictures that I uploaded.
It's mostly.
To my
I'm seeing like three straight up dicks on here. One is a cookie, the other ones are real.
You see,
what the fuck is up with your...
A lot of these were from fucking when I played junior hockey, so...
Oh my god, look at that haircut.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to have a shaved head, like, all the time. And then, yeah, and that's my dad.
A.K.A. Walter
I've
White.
I've seen your
dad. Head of hair.
Not Walter White. So, yeah, if you notice, the sound quality might be a little different, because,
This guy looks
we're yeah, it was a rookie night. We're experimenting with the new,
Studio
setup. There's a lot more reverb in this. It might change. We don't know if we like this yet. I don't think it sounds better.
It doesn't sound too bad.
It doesn't sound bad, but like I don't think it sounds good.
Yeah, it doesn't sound better than the other one. I don't think it does either.
We'll just roll with it for today. And then see how it sounds when we edit it.
All right. What about you, Xavier? What have you done?
Yeah, what have you been doing?
Not a fucking thing. Just school.
Just school?
What are you taking?
I'm taking... Public speaking, Econ 1A, and what's the other class I'm taking? I really can't fucking remember right now.
You can't remember?
English 1B.
Oh, that's what it would.
Oh, I'm taking English 1B too.
Shoutouts to Jason. He's in your class, right?
Yeah, I know. Jerry was supposed to be in my class, but he decided, fuck that, for whatever reason. So, I only really know two or three people in that class, but it doesn't seem too bad so far. My econ class, I can't stay awake for the life of me, so...
Wait, what time is it?
It's at 10:55 in the morning, but it's still like...
Is it your first class?
Yeah, on Tuesdays, but even on Wednesdays, I have a class that starts at the same time as that, and I don't fall asleep in that class, but econ, I struggle to stay awake. And then the teacher sees me falling asleep, so she comes and stands in front of me, and I'm just like, shit, I need to wake up.
Why don't
and then
you, I fall back. Where are you sitting?
I sit kind of close to the front.
Why would you ever move to the back?
Well, there's like nobody in the fucking class, so even if I did sit in the back, she'd still see me. So, I mean, it's just that class is hella empty. So, I got no options. I gotta just...
See, there's a way to sleep in class. And
I don't know how to perfect it.
Oh, okay, so...
All right, educate us, Bradley, because...
You lean on your left hand if you're right-handed, okay. And you kind of put your head like this. You hold a pencil in your right hand.
Yeah.
And once in a while, you shake the pencil.
I don't wear glasses, though, so she
Explain a little better, because other people can't.
Okay,
they
so...
can't see what you're doing.
You have your right hand out, you're holding a pencil over a piece of paper. And make sure you write, like, half a sentence, but don't finish the sentence. So if, like, she walks by...
Also, it looks like you're, like,
it looks
thinking.
Like you're writing, it looks like you're thinking. So you're leaning your face on your hand. You can have your eyes closed. Once in a while, you kind of twitch your hand.
Yeah.
And you can get away sleeping in class.
Oh my god, that's pretty good. What I used to do back in like high school when I like need to sleep in class, I'd usually like wear a hat or something. That's why I always wear a hat a lot. So like, I could just like, I pretty much did the same thing, like my head, like on my left hand, because I'm right-handed. And then my elbow on the table, and then I'd make sure like I have my like the brim of my hat like covers my eyes.
You have the sad Ash Ketchum, the fucking
yeah, like when Butterfree flew away. But yeah, I'd do that, and then like I'd just like close my eyes, and then hopefully the teacher wasn't walking around.
Dude, oh my god!
I got caught a few times.
Didn't I take this fucking picture?
Yeah,
it was
you
a great
did.
Picture.
First year of college, I had an anthro class. Oh my god, and in that class, it was me and Andre, shout out to Andre, we fell asleep every single time, no matter what. Like, we'd sit in the back of the room, and we'd be trying to listen, like, we're actually trying to stay awake, but then we just end up, like, knocking out without noticing, and we wake up at the end of class. Just literally every day. I don't know how it happened. It was like some kind of fucking Sandman magic.
Sandman. Hey, didn't you, And weren't you falling asleep a lot in that calc class, or what?
Oh, yeah, I fell asleep a few times in that fucking class. I mean, it's...
What's so bad about it?
It was just, I didn't understand anything in that damn class. Like, regardless of if I stayed awake, I'd pay attention, I'd be like, oh, okay, this kind of makes sense. Go home to do the homework. The homework doesn't make any fucking sense. So there was literally no point in me even staying awake in that class. The only reason why I even was awake was because I would occasionally drool, and then I'd feel it, and I'm like, shit, let me stop fucking slobbering all over the place, and I'd have to get up to, you know, clean myself up a little bit. But that class was a nightmare. I'm glad I passed that class with a C, and as Bradley said in the first, or the pilot, you know, they're used to that. I was never happier to be average, so you know, I took the C in that class, and you know, I toughed it out.
Dude, I was so fucking stoked when I got a C in
fuck calculus
and pre-cal.
Man, math is hard. I'd be sad.
No. Calculus is a different fucking language. That's not math. It was. Oh man, fuck that shit. Let's not talk about calc. I might shoot myself.
Speaking about languages.
Sick cut, bro.
Speaking about languages, I started Introduction to Programming in C++ for my major. And it's the fucking like second day of the class. We're like fucking programming crazy ass shit already.
Like what?
Like I'm so like confused on what we need to do. Like she didn't explain anything.
What do you have to do? Like
fucking program like
You had to program.
I had to program like
a calculator.
Like basically a calculator that figures out how to like take a that takes a number and then finds the square root and the cube root.
Yeah.
So like I had to figure out how to program that. And it, like this is like I'm going in blind basically. You know?
Is there no prereq class for that?
There's no prereq, but I'm looking around, like everyone in my class has already taken like Java or like Python, you know? And, like, all these other, like, languages. So they have, like, kind of a gist of it, because C++ is, like, the origin to those.
They have the gist of it.
The gist of it. And, like, I'm basically just going in blind, like I don't know. Luckily, I'm sitting next to a guy who's, like, already working as, a programmer for this company.
Oh, he's helping you?
He's helping me. He's she didn't go over any of this. Like, I don't blame you if this is your first class.
So what the fuck is that? How are you supposed to do this shit if she didn't go
over? Figure it the fuck out.
Yeah, basically just figure it the fuck out. It's like sink or swim, motherfucker. Like, throw me into the pool.
That was like how my engineering intro to engineering class I took, because I'd go into that class like, all right, I hope I get a smart partner because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And every time I got a good group and it just was, you know.
Oh my God, that photo is fucking epic, dude. I love that. This is in New York City, 42nd Street, the subway. That's Shani. Shani. Like I said. No, you can't.
Xavier. You can edit that out.
Okay, you gotta edit that, Bradley.
All right, fine.
That's fucking Shani and that's Vinny Boombox. And Shani's just like...
Boombox.
Yeah, Sean's just fucked up. Like, just completely.
You know that's Jose's like official Smash Bros.
Shani,
tournament name?
What?
Vinny Boombox? Yeah.
This is a good photo too because I'm sorry for anyone listening, but this is like death. I'm gonna close this.
Yeah.
This is radio death. But like, so he went to... where did he go? Some fucking rave in some Halloween rave. And he sprained his ankle dancing. And we had a game the next day. And then, like, he's our starting goalie, right?
What a fuck up.
So, yeah, he fucked up.
Yeah.
And he had to, like, tell, he told our coach, like, yeah, someone pushed me or something. I was at the gym or something and someone pushed me and like, I fell and I sprained my ankle. But, like... What's he fucking knew what was going. Oh, that's another photo. That's
is he groping that girl?
No, he was like trying to fuck her, and he did. But... that's another story. I can go into like all these. I'm closing this right now. This is death to radio.
Stories. No, I need to hear.
You want to go into hockey? All right, that photo. That was at the beginning of the year when I was playing for the Hitmen, and what was going on? It was like the party or whatever. Like start off the year right, and. That kid, I'm not gonna say his name. Let's just call him. What should we call him? Let's call him Illinois because he's from Illinois. So Illinois, he had a bet with another teammate, like, oh, who can get the hottest girl at this party, right? And then, I guess that's the one he decided was the hottest. I didn't think she was that hot, but
there was probably not that much talent there anyway.
No, but basically what happened was. Like, I don't know, like, as soon as he, like, as soon as she walked in to the house, like, he grabbed her, like, sat her down, like, gave her a bunch of drinks, and, like, he was just, like, trying to, like, dude, it was, like,
God. Rape this chick? Jesus.
Dude, it worked, though, you, like, ended, like.
Oh, yeah, date rape, it worked.
No, it wasn't date rape, because, like, 11,
yes, it is.
11 o'clock at night, I just see him in the dark, like,
date rape.
On the stage
date
set,
works.
Like, just making out with her.
No, that's date rape, you know that's
not date rape.
No, that's classified date rape, if
okay.
She's drunk. It's not rape if she's
sleeping. She was sleeping. Drunk, too. Or he was drunk, too.
It doesn't matter. It's right, still classified.
Cameron, it's not rape if she's sleeping.
Elias. What's up, Elias? We're not going to blurt that out or edit that out. Fuck
well,
it.
It's no, just the fucking first name, so.
Who else is named Elias?
Who else is fucking named Elias and the Millie? Just
and
that guy.
Fucking way. Yeah, it's David.
No, it's not rape if she's asleep, all right, guys?
It's rape.
You guys, one sick fuck. Should we go into that?
Sober, coherent.
I wanted to go into that when we get Bong Bong on.
All right.
And
man, how come she's not here today?
I don't know.
I didn't hit her up.
What
the fuck?
I
know. We're supposed to hit her up for a Wii of Bullshit, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I thought she was gonna make. She can make her debut on this. And then get a Wii of Bullshit.
Y'all can't have a spinoff.
It's not gonna be a spinoff. It's
okay.
The same podcast.
We have plans. For, no, I want to do a spinoff. We can't just do a section for Wii of Bullshit.
Why not?
I want to do
like
a separate
every other
because we could talk about this shit for hours, dude. We could talk about that for hours.
Yeah.
I feel like that'd make a really good podcast.
Then
like,
just make it an episode.
Who's
going
to listen to that?
I feel like. What do you mean? People who are into fucking
how's
anime shit.
How's he going to find that?
You tag it under what? Dude, I'm sure people will find like an anime podcast. There's anime podcasts out there, right?
Yeah.
We can make our own, and then like I feel like that'll get more like views than this. We can plug it on there, and we'll get more views. We can be like, oh, if you like listening to us talk about fucking
man,
stupid
shit. Man, I gotta make
shit.
Another account. You motherfucker.
You have to make another account for that?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Because I don't want to go through the bullshit of Like, you got to go talk to Apple personally if you have two podcasts.
Really? You have to do that? All right,
let's get into this. Underneath.
What? I'm very confused.
So if you have two podcasts, you have to like send them an email saying that you have this podcast and that podcast, and then they'll bring it all under your same name.
Okay.
So it'll be whatever our name is. I think it's our name's like Life from the Millie, Life from the Millies, Life from the Millie, and Life from the Millies, We Have Bullshit. Let's say if we have that.
I don't know if we should do that.
Yeah.
You want to just make a second account?
Yeah, it'd be easier to just make a second account.
You want to do that then? Yeah. Because think about like I feel like We Have Bullshit, we could just get so many.
Then just title each individual episode. Then
that's what I was thinking.
A segment of one podcast.
Yeah,
because then that'll completely take up the.
Don't you think making two would be better?
No.
No. What do you mean?
Because if you make, he just said it's hard to make two, so just make episodes on Live from the Millie.
I feel like Live from the Millie should not be anything other than like.
Yeah, because our audience would be like.
Our audience is mostly people we know, and not everyone we know is into, like...
Yeah.
Well, like still, like he said, it's complicated, so...
It's not too bad. I mean, making two accounts making two accounts is not that bad. It's just...
Fucking Bradley.
If you guys wanted under the same account, it'd be harder.
He knows what he's doing with technology.
Yeah. I should be taking that C++ test.
You should be taking that C++ test.
But you're not. Yeah, I want nursing classes.
Huh?
Oh, dude, my...
I have yet to do any math in this. I don't think you have to do any math in programming, actually.
No. To get the degree, you gotta do math.
Oh, to get the degree, but...
Like, then why would I just take a C++ class?
No, I'm looking at this programming class, and I'm like, there's, like, no math in this.
Yeah,
like,
of course. There's not that much math. Math. Like,
I should be happy with, like, I prefer calculus, dude.
Fuck calculus.
Well, I have to take at least calculus.
You're gonna hate it. If you hated calc in high school, you're gonna hate the shit now.
Well, I had... Alright, let's get into that, too. My... I went to a prep school for my last year of high school, because I... signed my first hockey contract, so I had to move away to New York. So I had this old Jewish woman as my calculus teacher. God bless her heart, because like the Millie, the Millie High. I'll just call it that.
Don't fucking call it that. It's all right, too easy. Just say the high school.
The high school we all went to. The high school in our city that we all went to. That's how we all knew each other.
You know.
We might have to edit that, Bradley.
Maybe.
I'm sorry.
We'll see.
That high school, we, like, they just fucked me for math. Like, I had, like, three, like, teachers that were horrible back to back.
No, you didn't.
Are you kidding me?
In high school, I did too.
Fucking no.
Fucking sick, dude. Okay. That's another thing Bradley's gonna have to.
Okay, Jeremy is not a bad teacher.
Jeremy?
Yes.
All right, what about Riley?
I don't know who that is. Oh, I didn't have him. Her. I had Carlin.
Oh, is that first name? I'm trying to figure out. That was the first name? Oh.
She was my algebra... What's the math before pre-cal?
Algebra 2?
Yeah, she was my algebra 2 teacher. She wasn't that bad, but... I mean, math was never an issue for me, so that's the thing. Calculus? That's some other shit. Fuck calculus. That's a different language. And my teacher in fucking college wasn't that great of a teacher either. He kind of was somewhat of a pompous dick. So, I didn't want to ask him any questions.
So,
and other than that, the whole subject itself didn't make any sense because, I mean, derivatives, what am I going to do with that bullshit?
You know, when I was living on my own for like without, you know, when I forgot math, the only math I really needed to like survive was like
basic algebra.
No, not even. It's like, how much fucking money do I have in my pocket? How much tip do I give?
That's what I mean by basic.
That's like all the fucking math I needed. I didn't need, like...
You don't need to... Okay.
Oh, so, I didn't need to know how to graph a polynomial function. Sick. Like,
so I'm going to go to the store. I need a derivative of apples to find out how much I'm going to pay for... No, fuck that. Fuck calculus. I ain't using that bullshit.
I agree. It's funny because... But I have to take it.
I had to take the shit. It was called for business, social sciences... Or social sciences, excuse me, and economics... I took accounting classes. We didn't use shit with basic math in accounting. So, fuck calculus.
So, what math are you... You're not doing any math now?
No.
Or don't you have to, or are you done with that?
I already finished it.
You're done with all your math?
I did both stats
for
and
accounting.
Yeah.
Oh, rad. All right, cool.
No, that's not so bad.
Lucky you. I'm fucking stuck in this shit for another 2 years.
Stats was easy, though.
I'm taking stats right now.
That shit was pretty
cool. I should get Kevin to help me with all my math and programming, huh?
Oh, yeah, he's doing it, too.
He's a computer science major.
Yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't mind.
Well,
too bad he's in fucking Narnia.
Fucking call
school.
Him. Fucking email.
I Skype him or something. Does he have Skype?
Yeah, he does.
He does? Does he use it a lot?
I don't know if he uses it a lot. I don't use Skype a lot, but I know he has one.
You made Skype to, like, Skype me.
Talk to you, and then I never did. I want to talk to that motherfucker.
That actually happened. I convinced this girl to get a Skype, and then, like, I talked to her once, and then never
Just to talk to you?
Yeah.
All right, let's get into that. Xavier Dating Show, part 2.
This wasn't a girlfriend. This was just a friend of mine.
Never is a girlfriend.
I don't talk. Yeah, thanks. Thank you for pointing out. You great piece of shit. Okay? I'm already feeling like shit about myself. And you
Why?
Know,
what's
you
wrong?
Look, you look
like, you seem down today, dude. What's
I'm
wrong
not,
with you?
I'm not. I'm tired and hungry.
I'm hungry tired too.
I'm tired just in general. I haven't eaten. I only ate in the morning.
When didn't you?
Bro.
Oh, you went to the gym.
Way,
huh?
I went to. Yeah, I did. Or I felt good for some
Cindy
reason.
Cindy story?
Bro. Who?
Cindy.
Who?
Stop, dude. You know who I'm talking about.
Who? Anyways.
Cinderella.
Who? Anyways.
The 33-year-old.
Who? Anyways, like I was saying, I went to the gym. I felt good because I woke up early and then I waited before I went. I woke up earlier than usual. I woke up at 4:30. I normally get up at 5. So I woke up and I went and I felt good for some reason. And then I went to the store. You know what cereal they brought back? French Toast Crunch. They brought that shit back, so I had to pick up a box naturally. And I'm gonna wait till later to go try that shit out. I haven't eaten, though, since this morning. You know what I ate? Do you know those Snyder pretzels?
Like the little crispy ones?
Yeah, well.
Wait, why are we talking about this?
Because I'm telling you the last time I ate. So.
But this is interesting. This is horrible. This is like,
yeah, it is. Okay, but
this is a horrible podcast so far.
Who cares? I haven't eaten since fucking this morning at like 8 in the morning, so I haven't. It's what
That's why you're all like pissy right now.
I'm not pissy, I'm
okay,
just tired.
Grumpy.
And you're making me feel like shit about myself because I'll never have sex or have a girlfriend.
Oh my god, dude. Went from like the worst to the best, man.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, dude. Just fucking lay it all out on the table.
Oh, so you want to get into something else?
What happened?
So, fucking slammed. Thomas. Thomas is like, I told Thomas about this girl that I met at our friend Marvin's party. I didn't meet her.
Oh, the Korean girl?
Yeah. So I was like,
I don't know her name.
I told Marvin, like, hey, tell her I said what's up. And he didn't know what the fuck that meant. And Thomas had to explain to him, and I kind of had to tell him what that meant. And he was like, oh, dude, I don't think you want to do that. And then I was like, why not? And then Marvin tells me Thomas is right next to me. He said no. And then Thomas texts me seconds later, don't do it. And I was like, why? And he's like, me and Marvin will explain it to you. I said, okay, I'll fall back. They keep telling me, they just told me a bunch of stories of how annoying she is, of how...
But you thought she was cute or what?
No, she's... Well, yeah, but they just told me a bunch of stories about
what
her.
What did I tell you about fucking Korean girls, dude?
But, bro. Oh, you know what's one thing he told me? She
what?
Slaps them. Like she
yeah, it's the fucking Haas.
She slaps them in the face. Like, if they make fun of her...
I have to live with that shit.
If they make fun of her in any way, she will slap them. Like
it's
Thomas,
fucking Han, dude.
He told me a story.
Should
they were
bobbed
at,
and weaved. What the
they were at like In-N-Out, and somebody said something. Thomas said something. She got all mad, and she was sitting right next to him, slapped him in the face. And Thomas was like, "The fuck was
Damn,
that?"
Dude.
And then Marvin had an
fuck with Korean people.
Marvin had an experience with her where he pretended to do like you know a little elbow drop on her, and she saw him, tried to slap him. He got out of the way. She got on his back to try to slap him in the face. He pulled her off and almost punched her. He almost saw her.
Like?
You'll have to find her later.
To stalk
her. Oh, yeah, I want
to
see this.
I feel like she might see this though. And
no, she. Who? No one's gonna see this.
You don't know that.
What?
Who listens to this? Nobody.
Actually, we have that one yoga dude.
Yeah, well, I'm
gonna. Does he still follow us on our SoundCloud?
Yoga Flame.
Yeah.
Oh,
I actually haven't checked SoundCloud for a while.
But
yeah,
she, yeah, that's
why
what
I check that right now.
That's what I thought. Yeah. She, you know, the K rage makes her, you know, start
dude,
slapping.
Fuck, what am I telling you about Korean?
I don't know, man.
Don't stay away.
And you know what's up with them?
Stay away from our Koreans.
You know what
I
can't
stand?
No,
it's not that because I wanted fucking or anything. It's like Korean people are fucking nuts, dude.
You know what I can't stand is how Korean people love the pale ass face look. I hate that shit.
You don't like pale?
They look
you like
ghosts.
Dark. You like the jungle Asian look?
I don't like the jungle Asian look. I just like
okay,
the,
like tan though. Like,
look, listen. I like the natural skin
like a
color.
Filipino looking
you can
girl.
See the look of a girl who's wearing that pale faced ghost fucking makeup because if she's showing another part of it, like her arms or her legs or something, look at her legs and then look at her face. Her face is most likely whiter than the rest of her appendixes, and it's fucking weird. I hate that shit. They just have this whole stint against dark skin in Korea.
Dark is bad in Korea.
Yeah, it's fucking horrible. It's like, what's wrong with
you? I told
you
this story about... Oh, that's a good story to tell.
What?
My mom's friend.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so my mom has a friend, right? And she married a black guy. But this is like, he was like, he's not
oh,
like...
Oh, no. It's not... Here we go again.
He wasn't Daquan, you know, like...
He was a successful...
He was, no, he was a successful Negro. He talked like a white guy, like Xavier.
Fuck you.
Xavier doesn't talk like a white guy.
He actually learned Korean, right? Just to, like, try to get in good with the family. Like, he speaks fluent Korean.
Oh, that's nice.
They haven't spoken to their daughter in 7 years.
The parents, like, disowned their daughter because, like, she married a black man. Like, they don't talk to her. Like, they don't, you know, out of contact and everything. And, like...
What else would she thought have happened? Like...
I don't know.
What
I'm saying is, like, it's fucked up, though. The Korean people
are
fucked up.
They're so racist. I don't get it. Like,
they hate black people.
I don't get it. What have we done to Koreans and Japanese? They love making fun of us for some fucking reason. We
haven't done shit.
Yes, they do.
No, Koreans
don't hate
Koreans kind of hate
Koreans hate black people.
I don't know about Koreans, but
Japanese people love to make fun of black people.
My mom
doesn't hate you, though.
Well, that's because your mom had to experience racism in, what was it? What state?
Fucking Nebraska.
In Nebraska.
That's another story I should tell.
You should tell that story. Why she sympathizes with black people now.
Oh my God, that's a good story. So, what happened? So, this is when I was driving...
Cross
country for like the third time to New Jersey to move into my new apartment for the hockey season. And we were driving through Nebraska and my mom was driving. And... So my car, I guess it's something you would kind of see as stand out because I put yellow tape, painter's tape, on the front bumper and part of the hood, so like to protect it from rock chips and bugs and all that. And then I plastered it my wheels black. So like I just imagine like a dark gray Civic sedan, 2010 eighth gen with a. Black wheels and like a full yellow front bumper part of the hood is so basically like the front of the car is yellow and then like it's dark gray and just black and like it'll stand out when you see it like what the fuck is that yellow car doing like you know. So my mom was driving because we were switching off and this was in Nebraska, somewhere in the middle of Nebraska. I think it's funny because I have the ticket in my car, like the mile marker and everything, but we were driving. She was driving speed limit, maybe like a couple miles like above. And all of a sudden, like we see like a Nebraska state trooper just like following us for like probably like 2 miles. And you could tell like he wanted to like kind of pull us over because he was like tailgating us pretty hard. But there was no shoulder because this was, what's that highway? I want to say it's I-80, Interstate 80. That connects from California all the way to New Jersey, New York. So basically, there's a highway that connects from the West Coast to the... you guys get it. But what happened was, like... So after those, like, few miles passed, the guy turns on his lights. And my mom's, like, freaking out at this point because, like, he was following us for a while. And, you know, she didn't know what to do. And she's like, why is this guy following us? I didn't do anything. I'm driving speed limit. And she was driving, like... I think speed limit was, like, 70. She was driving 72. And, while that happened, like, he pulled us over, right?
Yeah.
And then he comes in. He's, like, this big, like, probably, I want to say, like, 6'3", big Nebraskan farm boy-looking dude, big buck teeth, blonde. He looked like an Aryan, like, the poster child for, like,
he looked like an Aryan prototype.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? Like, he looked like
just
blonde hair, blue eyes, and, like, what Hitler would love, right? What Hitler wanted, like, the rest of the world to look like, even though he didn't look like any of that. But, yeah, so, like, he pulled us over. He's like, where are y'all going today? And then my mom's like, oh, we're going to New Jersey. He's like, oh, New Jersey, eh? Yeah, is that where y'all going? And we're like, yeah. It's like, what's all the stuff in the back of the car? Because I had, like, all my shit, right, packed up to the brim because I was basically moving there for, like, 8 months. So then, it's like, license and registration, please. So, like, my mom gives all the shit. And then, like, I'm just sitting in the car playing Animal Crossing while this is all happening. They're not giving a shit. Because I knew, like, what's he going to do? Like, my mom was driving speed limit. Like, we don't have any busted taillights or anything, you know, no fix-it problems. If anything, he's just probably suspicious of what's in the car. So then, like, he's like, he said this to my mom after he looked at everything. He's like, all right, why don't you come take a walk to my car? And my mom's like, what? Come on, we'll just take a little walk. You can come sit down in my car.
That sounds so sexual.
It sounds very sexual. And then, like, you know, I've been taught not to, like, you know, I don't want to fucking get arrested. Like, where are you taking her? What? No. Like, you know, I just played it cool. I'm like, okay. Mom, go. Like, he's telling you to go. You gotta go. I'm not.
I'm playing Animal Crossing.
Someone gotta get those bells.
But I hunt for those beetles. But yeah, so I was like, yeah, Mom, you better go. Like, I don't want you to get in trouble or anything. Go. So my mom's, like, shaking, right? Like, you can see her just, like, shake. She's like, okay. And then, like, she walks over to the, inside the back of the cop car. And then, like, I just see, like, the dude just, like, fucking lecturing her for, like, 5 minutes. And meanwhile, I'm just sitting here, like, just,
what is he saying?
Like, DS in my hand, like, looking around, like, what did we do wrong? And then he gets out. My mom's still in the back of the cop car, like, she got arrested. And then,
what?
Yeah, it's like, basically, my mom got arrested.
Did you take any pictures?
No. Because I didn't want him to, like, actually arrest her. So, like, I tried to play it cool. Just with my DS and everything. And then, like, he comes over and walks to me.
You kidnapping that white boy.
he comes over back to the car to me. And then he tells me to roll down the window. I roll down the window. And then, like, he's talking to me. He's like, so, what's all the stuff back there? And I'm like, oh, it's just this, you know, it's my belongings. And we're moving in, or I'm moving in New Jersey. She's helping me drive. So I don't, you know, I can't drive 3 days by myself. And then he's like, oh, all right. What are you doing in New Jersey? I'm like, oh, playing hockey.
By the way, your mom is a real one. She really went up to Jersey with you. Yeah. 3 days.
3 days in the car with me.
That's fucking awesome.
And then after that, she was like fucking done. Like, I can't. After that, well, I'll get into that after. So, yeah, so he's like, oh, all right. And then he asked for my ID. I give him my ID. And, like, I guess he didn't believe I was from California or something. Oh, fuck. Well, I guess they knew. Whatever. It's California. California's huge. Yeah. So I guess he didn't believe I was from California. And, like, with the California plates and everything. I feel like when you're driving, like, across country, if they see California plates, they're going to stop you. Or, like, they're going to be suspicious. I don't know. That's how it is.
Because you're running. Because
they think you're moving bricks.
Because, like, I've heard stories of, like, other people who have done, like, cross-country trips who are from California. And then they're like, yeah, we always get, like, sometimes we get stopped. Just, I don't know. Like, they're suspicious of people from California when they see you on, like, an interstate or something. Like, a big interstate highway, like I-80. Anyway, so I just see, like, the cop walk back. This is a long story. It's like a Dave Cho story. It's just going on forever. Shout out to DVDSA. Yeah, so I see the cop walk back to the car, and then, like, he's writing out my mom a ticket or something. And then gives it to her. And then, like, she's, like, still shaking with the ticket. And, like, she didn't even look at it, right?
No.
And then, like, she gets back in the car. And then she's like, okay, I need you to drive. I can't do it right now. And she's, like, all shaking. So I had to drive from then on out to wherever we were stopping. I think it was, like, Joliet, Illinois. And, yeah. And then I'm like, I'm not going until he moves first. So we waited, like, 2 minutes to, like, for the cop to go first.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It seemed like he wasn't going to, like, he was just waiting for us to go. Like, see if we'd fuck up or something so he can actually give us a ticket or actually arrest us. So, like, we just let him go first. Eventually he went, and then, yeah, we went too.
You sped off at 90 miles an hour.
No, and after that, my mom's like, keep it at 70. Nothing below. I don't want to get arrested again. That's what she said. And then after she got out of the cop car,
I'm going back
she's
to jail.
Like, she's like shaking. I know how black people feel now.
Do you have a picture of your mom? Me about the
picture
shit.
Of my mom? No, yeah. She's like getting pictures. Every time I get a selfie with her.
I want to see a picture of your mom.
I saw his mom faintly one time.
You've met my mom. Yeah.
Faintly. Just a little bit.
Yeah. She's not like fobbering.
No.
She speaks like perfect English.
She's a white girl.
She's basically a white girl. My mom is a fucking hipster. She's into like New Order and like
Thomas
Joe Jackson.
Recently bought a New Order CD.
Yeah, my mom probably has it. My mom bought a New Order CD from Japan because it has one song that's like you can't get in like the US CD or something.
Is New Order like some kind of Japanese band?
No, you don't know New Order?
No.
It's like that 80s band. Alright, never mind. Fuck
it. I didn't know who it was either.
It's, like, it's hipster music, as Thomas calls it.
Hipster music. Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, my mom said she knew how black people felt. And it's funny because my mom didn't want to do any more cross-country trips with me after that for hockey. And then, so my dad did it with me next time. And there was, like, no problems at all. Just driving my dad. It was perfectly fine. It's probably because he's white.
You see the same cop like, tips his hat?
It's like, tips his hat. Like, no, but so on the ticket that he gave us, it was, like, I guess kind of like a traffic warning ticket.
Yeah.
and like, you know, no fine or anything, but it said reason for, like, you know, like, it gives you a reason for, like, why they pulled you over is like speeding. It was like, we weren't speeding.
It's a fucking lie.
What did your suspicious. Mom ever tell you what he was saying to her?
Nah, she didn't want to talk. Every time I try to like find out,
she has PTSD.
She literally had PTSD from that shit. My mom got arrested. Not really. But, yeah.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, it
wasn't.
She
yeah, but
sound that bad. Like,
but it was fucked
killed.
Up. Like, they,
that is
like,
fucked up.
Racially,
I what a waste. I'd be profile. Pissed if that happened to me. Like, that's a waste of.
Yeah,
my
we
time.
Still gotta fucking drive. Like, yeah.
I'm down to talk miles. About it, but she just makes it sound like every time she talks about it, she has, you know, flashbacks.
So anyway, when I was driving back after the season from New Jersey, I had the ticket, like, looking for the exact mile marker that my mom got pulled over because it said. And then, like, we saw it. I took a picture of it and sent it to her. She got so mad at me about that.
You're fucking dick.
I know.
Why? She is just not... She did not like that.
Yeah, she didn't like that at all, dude. I don't
so
know.
So how did your mom get back?
Oh, she stayed with me for like a week after I moved in. Yeah, she flew back. Oh, okay. She like helped me settle in and everything. My dad flew in too. Then they flew back together. Yeah. Pretty good.
Okay, so you said after that your mom was just done with cross.
Yeah, she's like, I can't, like, I'm sorry, like, I can't drive cross country with you anymore. Like, not after that. I think it was like, it wasn't bad, but.
Yeah, you were playing fucking Animal Crossing. It wasn't bad.
Yeah, for him, not for her.
But yeah, I drove with my dad. I think it was better driving with my dad because my mom like freaks. She has the Han like freak out and gets like stressed out about everything. You know, my dad's just like fucking mellow as shit and like.
Dude, my mom gets freaked out in the car too. Yeah.
My mom's like, or my dad's like mellow. It's like, oh, let's listen to some music. Let's listen to a podcast. We're driving. It's like fun. It's like, oh, we'll stop off at wherever this is and go eat. 99-cent ice cream cones. We'll go stop off there.
Oh, that's
I think
nice.
It's like,
damn, that's white life.
Big America or something. Yeah, that's white people.
That.
You don't get that. This is all foreign concept.
White privilege.
Yeah,
white privilege.
You get that.
Oh, wait. I'm white.
Oh, wait. I'm white.
But what was I going to say? Shoot. I was going to say something about... Oh, so I should talk about this, too. So my dad is extremely mellow, right? And, he went into for his physical the other day,
it
or yesterday.
It counteracts your mom.
It counteracts my mom a lot. My mom has like high blood pressure and like just freaks out about every little thing sometimes. And then my dad is just mellow as shit, like doesn't care sometimes. And then, so my dad went in for his physical, right? And then they took his blood pressure and like his heart, his beat per minute.
Yeah.
And like my dad's a little bit overweight and he snores pretty loud. And my mom's like, you're so fat and overweight.
Wow.
If I knew you were going to snore this loud, I wouldn't have married you, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's what she says.
Your mom is amazing.
That's horrible.
And my dad.
That,
like,
if you
so
said
is
some
your
shit
dad.
Like that
my dad
to
doesn't
me,
care.
I'd kill
to
myself.
Sleep. So yeah, my dad's a little overweight. He's not like extremely. You've seen my dad. He's not extremely overweight.
Yeah,
he's like, slightly. Yeah. You know, he's like middle age overweight. You know, it's normal. But he could lose like a few pounds here and there. But anyway. So they're taking his blood pressure, and then like the nurse asked him, like, "Are you an athlete?" My dad's like, "No, not at all.
My son is."
Yeah, and then the nurse was like, "Cause your what is it?
Resting heartbeat?
Yeah, your resting heartbeat is so low. It's like 58 beats per minute or 54
yeah,
or something.
Really low.
Yeah, because my dad's just so fucking.
Anything under 60 is low.
Yeah, anything. I think anything." Actually, I think it's like anything under 65 is
yeah, something like
that's
that.
Pretty low. My dad was like at 54 or 58 or I forget, something like that. And like, I don't know, it was just nuts. He told my mom like couldn't believe it. It's like,
I'm not fat.
Yeah, that's what he said. I'm not fat.
And then his mom gets the same test. It's like fucking
no,
resting
my
100.
No, my mom like got her blood pressure shit. It was like way the fuck off the charts. So she's like,
it's the Han.
The Korean anger.
Blood pressure?
Well, I don't know, dude. Her blood pressure's high, like...
My whole family has really low blood pressure.
It's all the kimchi and the bim-bim-bop.
Bim-bim-bop, all the spicy food. Just, you're crazy. You fucking kill somebody. I have that sometimes, too. Like, I'll just get fucking frustrated as shit.
For no fucking reason.
Yeah.
What like, what?
I'd like dude, the time...
Well, like, I'll be doing something, and then, like... If something's not working right, I just get fucking pissed off.
That happens.
Yeah, that's
to
a normal goddamn reaction.
No, but like
that's
it's
an
like
American thing.
This is the point where like I want to fucking kill somebody. Then.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Oh, you don't. Okay. Maybe
no, this guy he's K-raged at me before. Me and Thomas both sent him the same picture,
Oh, yeah, I was pretty mad about that.
I don't know why.
What was the picture?
It was a picture of some white kid with a shirt on, reasons why I'm single. One reason, another reason, then the check mark reason is dick too big, might hurt her, or some shit like that. And it's this nerdy ass...
I was
going
to say, it's like could have been a photo of you, but yeah, except the last part.
It was this nerdy ass white kid and in this shirt. And then Cameron texted me back, Thomas sent me this. Who is this? And then I didn't text him back or something.
You didn't text me back. Didn't you text him back?
I don't remember what I
said. Martin.
I think I texted... No, I said Thomas sent this to me too. And then he texts me, who is this? In all caps. And I'm like, whoa, what is wrong with this kid? So I text him back the next day. Who are you? And he was like, dude, I was just trying to figure out who that was. And I was like, I don't know. Some white kid. Thomas sent that to me. Why'd you text me in all caps? He's like, I don't know. I got mad. And I was like, why'd you get mad? He's like, I don't know. I'm weird. Like, the kid really got that
pissed
off.
That is the classic Cameron, saying, like, oh, I don't know, I'm weird.
I'm fucking weirdo.
That's what he says to everything. Why? I'm a weirdo. I'm a
fucking weirdo. We're all weirdos.
You like Brad?
I think
you're fucking weirdo.
If you're a really good friend of mine, you're a little bit weird.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Bradley, you're a little bit weird.
A little bit.
We're all weird.
You're pretty weird.
We'll take it.
Xavier, you're pretty fucking weird.
I guess I am.
Yeah.
I am weird for my taste in women. Well,
that's the only thing that makes you weird.
That's the only thing. I can name
actually,
a lot more.
No,
I don't have to name it though.
Like what? No. Give me a couple things. I want to know what makes you think.
No, I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about how I got really mad.
Okay.
So what? The fucking Love Live, or whatever.
Yeah.
When Bobby texted me,
I was in the shower. I was so
I was fucking pissed off too.
What
fuck you, Bobby. We're not friends anymore.
You unfriended me. You're not my friend anymore, Bobby. But that game we played.
Bullshit.
Yeah, this should be something. But yeah. I gotta talk about how I was pissed off. I was having a shitty day with, like, I couldn't understand what the fuck my chem teacher was saying. I was getting a headache, and then I had to go to public speaking, general
actually
ed
ended
shit.
Up liking public speaking after
yeah,
that.
But I'm filled with a bunch of fob ass people.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, dude. That...
But, I mean, not that there's anything wrong with fobs. We're friends with a lot of fobs, but. Like, fuck, dude. And then, like, fucking Bobby texts me that he got that UR, and I was like...
Why did that make you mad?
Because you got a fucking...
It's a one in a hundred chance to get... It's like in... What is that game you play? Bravely Default?
Brave Frontier?
Bravely Default's a great game.
That's a good game.
What is
game
that?
Game. That's a game for 3DS.
It's like Final Fantasy.
I've never played it, but from what I've seen, it looks amazing.
I can do it too.
Please do.
Yeah.
Anyway, so it's like that game you play. Whatever. Was it Brave?
What is it? A chance to get something good?
Brave Frontier. It's like, you know, you're talking about you're saving up for all the shit, for the summons or whatever, and then you summon something and it was fucking horrible.
Yes, I fucking hate that.
It's like that.
You have to save.
Goomy, up your good ass raids, because this rate up shit is bullshit. It's rate up and you give me some 3-star ass units. Fuck that.
This guy
fix your rates.
Plays a game that gets a rate up. We don't get rates up.
No.
We gotta fucking play with that one.
No, we get rate up and they're complete bullshit. I'll get rate ups for like good ass units. I summon, it gives me an old shitty unit. I don't care. That game grinds my fucking gears.
That grinds my gears.
It takes me forever to save up for some
2 rares.
You wasted 2?
10.
10?
Yeah.
2 rares?
It takes me forever to save up for gems because I don't buy them. And then I summon and it gives me some garbage. I am ready to throw my phone.
So, Xavier, so. Scouting
is that the same thing?
Scouting for Love Live to get when you do honor scouting, you need to spend 5 gems,
which is the equivalent of like $5.
It's equivalent of $5.
That's how it is.
You can buy $5. You know,
that's how it is.
5 gems.
Yeah,
you can buy 5. You can spend $5 to get 5 gems, but you can earn them in the game. And it's like, fuck it, I don't want to pay money. I'm just gonna earn them. It takes a while to earn them sometimes.
That's
right?
Exactly like Brave.
Yeah. So and then when you use them, it's a. When you do honor scouting, you're basically getting a rare card, a super rare card, or an ultra rare card.
We have mega instead of ultra.
Okay, whatever. But rare card is like, you know, it's basic shit. And super rare is 1 out of 10? Right?
Yeah.
1 out of 10 chance of getting a super rare card. Ultra rare is 1 out of 100. I'm level, I think, 105 now.
Yeah.
In the game. I don't have a UR. I've scouted, I don't know how many times, over 100 probably.
Dude, absolutely.
So.
Maybe even 100 something. Like
yeah,
130.
Like 130 I probably scouted. Yeah. I don't have a UR. I lost my UR virginity to an event, like free one. It's like losing your V card to a hooker.
I guess I can't complain because I have two URs.
Yeah, you. This fucking kid has two URs. Bobby has two fucking URs.
But Bobby's not even... I'm higher level than him.
What level are you?
Fucking, I'm like 98 now.
Oh, shit.
And he's got two URs. He's probably going to get another one. He's
What's Bobby, like 70-something?
He's 85.
Yeah. Fuck me, dude. Like, these two motherfuckers have URs. Two of them. And here's me, like, fucking virgin UR-less. Like,
hey, I'm the virgin of all my friends still, so it doesn't matter.
What do you... What? They don't need to know that.
But it's okay to know, because I'm a celebrated virgin.
My God.
I'm proud that I'm still a virgin.
All right, why are we talking about this?
Because...
What do you talk about?
In a world filled with hoes, gems are hard to come by.
In a world filled with hoes, I couldn't lose my virginity.
You know what? Since I have low self-confidence, I will agree with you.
Yes.
That's right. Yes, yes, great. Pound, give him a fist bump for roasting me right now. Good shit.
Dude, that was low-hanging fruit.
Xavier, you're fucking like, you set yourself, you're doing a Martin. Like, you're just giving us the ammunition to fire at you. Like, Hey guys, you want to see my dildo and pee package? Why do you have that, Martin?
Like, no, it's not. Why do you have that? Why are you showing it to
me? That's it. Like, we don't need to see that.
Like, Where the fuck is Martin?
I haven't seen that kid. Like, well, he's probably working.
He's probably working right now.
He works at that daycare thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
He blends in.
That's what I think.
But yeah, like, fuck, dude. Like, you're just giving us the ammunition to fire at you. What do you, like.
Well, like I said, I reserve the right to talk shit about myself.
Why?
Because it's me.
Why do you like talking shit about yourself, though?
Because I'm the, hold on.
This guy playing on his fucking phone during a live podcast.
So unprofessional.
Bitch, continue talking. I'm not the only one here.
You're talking about yourself and you just cut it off.
Anyways.
I'm going to work on this.
I reserve the right to talk shit about myself because.
We have bullshit's going to be great.
It's gonna be fucking fantastic. I'm sorry, we just cut him off. You know, that's one of the things that we need to work on because, like everyone who said, like that was
everybody that watched it or yeah, I sent like, it to my friends is like, you guys sound like you're trying to talk over each other, and I'm like, it's not
have
me,
one mic.
It's
that's the only. That's the reason why.
No. Even if you didn't, I'd still have to stop talking because every time I start talking, you and you both do it.
Because you talk for like 45 minutes at a time.
No, I don't. I was just trying to say something. Look,
podcast?
See, you just did it again.
Did you see the first
you
podcast?
You just did it again.
Look at this guy.
Okay. I don't think this is supposed to... This show isn't like... I think it's supposed to sound more like just friends
like,
talking, like yelling over each other
and
shit. It's not supposed to be an actual radio show. Like we're talking
about
serious
shit. It's like a
recorded
conversation.
This is just like therapy. Just come out, let shit out. Feel better.
Yeah, but one of my biggest pet peeves is when people talk while I'm speaking. That shit is fucking infuriating. Not because I feel like I'm the most important person in the room, but it's like, yo, you are making me forget what the fuck I'm saying, and you're flustering me. Don't do it.
Flustered.
You fluster. You get flustered when someone talks to me.
I haven't heard someone use that word in a while.
Like, when you're talking and, like, out of nowhere, they start cutting you off. It's like, okay, now let me try to go back to what I was saying, because I go on long spiels and rants.
You do go on long spiels. Sometimes way too long.
Okay,
you need that fucking Dave Chappelle wrap it up box. Wrap that shit up!
Well, you guys bring it out, because you start bringing out all my flaws, and then I got to explain why I feel the way
we
I feel.
Bring out... Well,
you had to bring up the gym story.
I just asked how she is. How is she?
No. And then you had to ask, oh, guess what? That's a story we got to tell. And that could have just been left alone altogether.
Are you talking about the first show?
Yes. Oh, by the way.
I want to get that story.
You know, I asked Christy if I was stupid for doing what I did. She said no.
Fuck Christy.
No. Not fuck Christy. Christy's a cool person.
All right, hey,
shout outs to Christy. The only person to ever fucking agree with me as to...
Yusuf didn't agree with me. That reminds me. I got a fucking...
Oh, call him right now. What time is it?
All right, guys. We're going to have our first live caller from the show. My friend...
this is so sloppy.
This is very sloppy. This is my friend Yusuf. He's like... I went to prep school with him.
He's a racist black guy.
He... right at the moment, he doesn't have any friends.
But he's dropping his text. He's dropping his mixtape.
But he's dropping his mixtape tune soon. He got his new mic. Expect mediocrity.
Mediocrity, you dick.
I don't know. I listened to some of his stuff. Sounded pretty good.
Yeah, but mediocrity is.
Yeah, it's not. It doesn't stand out super.
Daquan's mixtape sounded. It's fire. Right now.
You know what I saw? I saw a picture of like two cops on fire. And it was like when the cops raid your crib and all they find is your mixtape.
Well, let me get him a
that speaker.
Yeah, what are you doing?
Get that shit closer.
Yeah. I told him I'm going to call him earlier, so hopefully he picks up.
It's like 7 o'clock in
Yeah, it's almost 7.
East Coast.
In Long Island.
No.
What's up, Yusuf?
Podcast on?
What?
Yeah, it's on.
Yeah, you're live on the Millie right now, bro. Just be careful what you say. No last names.
No locations.
Actually, you can give your location. What?
I can't curse?
You can curse.
Yeah, you can curse. Yeah.
You fucking bitch.
How's it going, dude?
Where's Xavier?
He's right here. What do you want to say to him?
I don't know. You start some shit. I don't know.
Start some shit.
Yeah, he's got fucking car and everything and like.
Alright, hold on.
Is that your mom? This is like radio killer right now. If it was on Skype, do you think you could like integrate it in?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Student program, Jim. It's hard to do.
Yusuf.
So you guys did.
What?
Huh?
So I mean, no.
Hang up.
I
have this phone or something.
Hang up. What is going on right now?
Yusuf, who is that?
That was my mom. She's complaining about my hair again.
What's wrong with your hair? When are you going to get that shit cut, dude?
I'm not cutting that shit.
Why not?
Because I like it like that.
Like it like... Can you hear him on the thing?
Yeah, I can.
Is it good?
It's alright.
Oh, okay. We're doing this a very ghetto style. We have you on speakerphone on the mic. It's like really...
Bitches love on air, man.
What?
Bitches love the light skin, right? The light skin, black eyes.
That's true, but that's racist, bro.
It's actually true.
It's true. Xavier says it's true.
Light skins get a pass.
Is Xavier listening to this?
Yeah, he's right here, Yusuf.
I hope he doesn't get offended.
What?
Well, bitches do like light skin better.
I have no idea what he just
said. I don't know what you're saying. Your voice is too deep.
I said bitches like light skin better.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
It's true.
What
light
do you,
skins get a pass.
Didn't you want to, like, tell Xavier to figure it out or what?
I don't know, man.
You don't know?
I don't live in Cali, so I don't know. It's cold as fuck over here. I can't go anywhere.
Yeah, you guys got fucked up from that snow. What's up with that?
3 feet high.
Hey, you know what the best thing about winter in California is?
Nothing. It
fucking,
fucking
nothing, because it's like 70 degrees right now. It's great.
Oh, good for you.
All right, dude. Hey, you don't want to say anything to Xavier? Or I thought you wanted to like talk some sense into him? Or?
Are you guys on a speaker or not?
Yeah, you're on speaker. You're live right now.
All right, tell him to say some shit. I don't know.
Yeah,
hey,
say
Xavier,
something.
Say some shit.
What am I supposed to say?
Say like...
Tell us why you didn't go out after 9. Why don't you go out after 9?
Why don't you go after 9 first off? What the fuck?
I only go out after 9 on special circumstances.
Such as?
Aw, man, this is the most special circumstance.
He only heard me for 1 second and he's already stressed out. What the fuck?
I'm gonna fly out next year, if I still remember. And then I'm gonna go and we're gonna get some dishes.
One BM to another, right?
Look, man, getting bitches is hard for me when you're ugly.
I don't even get that many bitches, to be honest.
Well, you probably could, but me, that's a different story.
I mean, weren't you getting a lot at Arcadia, or what?
Arcadia? Nah.
I might have to blur that.
Not a lot, bro.
Oh, whatever.
That's
it's Yusuf. Not a lot?
It's not a lot.
You don't have anything to say to Xavier, like, figure it out or something? Like...
Hey, I'm still working on myself, so just stay posted. If Cameron ever tells you I have a girlfriend, just know he might be joking, or I might really have one, but we'll see.
Might really
what
have
other
one.
Option would there be?
I'm looking for a girlfriend right now, man.
Hey, don't look. The right one will always stumble upon
oh
you
God.
When you're not looking.
And she has stumbled upon me.
She has
my
stumbled
finance class.
Oh, is it that black girl you were showing me?
No, fuck that.
Oh.
Spanish girl.
Oh, the Spanish girl. That's the one, Yusuf?
Probably not.
Was that the one you were trying to talk to in class?
And you had an
yeah,
Xavier
that's the one
moment?
I down on.
Yeah.
That same one I pushed
out
on.
Damn, dude. Hey, you know, school just started, so you got plenty of time.
Yeah, well, I'm not trying to waste some more time.
Oh, hey, try to bring up relationships and see if she says anything about a boyfriend. That's step one. You always got to do that. Because if you think you're in there, and if she says something about a boyfriend, boom, it's over.
No, if she has a boyfriend, I'm going to keep pushing because I feel like she's the one.
You said what?
He's going to keep pushing because he thinks
fucking
she's the
gay
one.
That's not, no.
Dude, that's fucking awesome.
That's not gay. That's not gay. That's straight as fuck.
That's alpha.
No, I didn't say gay.
Not,
I said that's not, no.
Bro, listen,
you don't do
go
that.
Go after her. If she has a boyfriend, still do it. If she fucks with you when she has a boyfriend, don't make her a long time. Just make her a little side. If she dumps her boyfriend first.
That you don't want to fuck with a girl who will fuck with you when she has a boyfriend, because then she'll do the same shit to you.
That's good.
Yusuf NTR.
Tags NTR.
NTR.
This
yeah,
is
dude.
Like BM chat.
Yeah, dude.
Wait, I got better advice.
All right, what is it?
Listen to my mixtape. When it comes out.
Oh my god.
Hey bro, check my SoundCloud.
Alright, everyone check out Paisley Snipes on SoundCloud. Okay. It's good stuff there. It's pretty good, I think.
It's not done yet.
It's not done. It's still in the works, you know, he just got
I
his mic.
Started,
it's still WIP, work in progress.
WIP, is that what it is?
Okay, that's an accounting term.
Alright. WIP?
Yeah, WIP.
Yeah, dude, still work in progress. Hopefully it'll be good. I did the album cover that he's not using, and I'm pretty pissed
it's
off
not
about
my
that.
Album cover.
Your album cover.
I will use it as some visuals. Yes, I will do that.
You'll use it. Okay, that makes me better. Feel better. All right, Yusuf. Anything else you want to say before we close you off? Didn't you want to?
Well, not really. My mom's sort of fishing right now, so I gotta go.
All
right.
Hey, when do you come to California?
I was actually in California last year.
I know you went last year. Why don't you come to the better side of California? I'm not going to say where. Don't say where. Dude, you're giving up too much information. We're going to have to bleep that. We're going to have to bleep that. Then.
Yeah.
Too many Mexicans, though.
Yeah, there are. There's a lot of Mexicans all over California.
Yeah, a lot of Asians where we're at.
Well, yeah, where we're at, it's a lot of Asians. That might just give up a little bit too much. But whatever.
There's a lot of Asians in Texas.
All right, Yusuf, go work on your mixtape. Spit some hot fire.
Church.
You got church?
No, not literally.
Oh, okay. Church. All right, Yusuf, have a good one.
Fuck.
Later, man.
See you, dude.
That was the weirdest phone conversation.
It's fucking you, but that's
that
Yusuf, though.
I couldn't understand
that's how
shit
he
was saying.
Because you're far away from the phone.
Oh,
I'm
not that far.
Easier to understand when you listen to podcasts, I think.
That's just Yusuf, though. Yusuf's, he's like that. He, I remember one time he's like, I need to use your computer for something. And then he takes my computer, he Googles Asian ass porn, and then just, like, gives it to me. He, like, just walks away. I was like, what the fuck?
I didn't ask for this.
What?
I need to use it right now. And I'm like, just Asian ass porn.
We gotta wrap this
is
up.
About. Why, you gotta go?
No.
Okay. All right, guys. Looks like we're having a truncated show today. It's only three of us.
We had to do a short shit show.
Yeah. Hopefully we could have someone else on. Eric, miss you, buddy.
Man.
I guess he was busy. We gotta get a constant, like, we gotta figure out a good recording.
Day, yeah.
Yeah, day to do. Cause like
I'm free another day than like Friday.
Yeah, but same. But I mean, I guess we could do it late at night. But the studio's not open.
Yeah.
The studio.
Well, doing it here is not gonna work. We're gonna have to go to somebody's house that's relatively.
Well, we need to get another mic first off. I need to get on that. You already
bought
this one. I'm not gonna
make
you pitch.
I forgot to bring my headset. I could have brought that.
We only have one audio splitter.
I could. It's USB.
No, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Oh, you can't do that?
Yeah, we tried that last time.
Fuck.
Yeah. All right, any closing statements, guys?
All right. Sorry if this episode was pretty shitty.
I'm pretty tired. I'm sure it has some
good
show parts, though.
It's a shit show.
It has some decent parts.
It's only our second episode, though. I mean,
be on the lookout for We Bullshit. Maybe
coming out. Let's just say coming out soon.
Coming out soon, yeah.
We're going to... We're going to try to record every week, right? Once a week?
Well, we'll try to record a week.
Once a week. I think that's a good schedule to have. And, yeah, anything you want to say, Xavier?
Girls hate me.
No. Okay.
All right, we're ending off with that. Girls hate Xavier.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks for listening. You're awesome. Love you.
See you next week. Bye.